This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and today I'm excited to speak with regular guest Alan Condon, Editor-in-Chief at Becker's Healthcare, keeps us updated weekly on healthcare trends he's keeping an eye on. Alan, thank you as always for joining me today. Why don't you take it away and tell us about some of the things that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much for teaming me up, Chanel. So two stories I wanted to touch on today. One big story first and foremost comes out of the ongoing saga around the Change Healthcare cyber attack. So the news there is that a ransom group called Ransom Hub has leaked contracts and patient records that allegedly were stolen in the Change Healthcare cyber attack that happened in late February. So Ransom Hub posted some of these files on the dark web, some of these files including personal and protected health information on patients. There also leaked some contracts and agreements between Change Healthcare and some of its clients as well. So the cybersecurity attack, allegedly this group claims to have 4 terabytes of data, massive, massive amount of data stolen from that cyber attack, and is demanding an undisclosed amount of money in return for not selling a lot of that information online. So again, the cyber attack took place late February. It took Change Healthcare's IT systems offline, and there's still kind of widespread claims processing delays across the US for many providers. So Change Healthcare says that it's continuing to work with law enforcement and some outside experts as well to really investigate the claims that these been posted online to understand the extent of that potentially impacted data. So it's an interesting kind of ongoing saga here. I think a lot of cybersecurity experts say that the double extortion attempt here shows the danger of forking over ransom to hackers. So Change Healthcare had actually reportedly paid off another ransomware group called Black Cat ALPHV, but that gang had disappeared while stiffing its affiliate that helped pull off the hack and still had the data. So interesting kind of breakthrough and development in that story there. We'll continue to follow that closely. And obviously it has widespread impacts for providers, hospitals and health systems across the country. The other story I wanted to touch on, diving into for-profit health system, Tenet Healthcare, just covered its recent 2023 results and also its proxy filing with the SEC. And it really shows that Tenet Healthcare is really accelerating its portfolio transformation towards a more value-based care enterprise with a leading specialty care platform that is USPI. So Tenet posted $2.5 billion in operating income on revenues of about $20.5 billion in 2023, and really focused this year on continuing to strategically reduce its debt while also growing its hospital segment and its ambulatory care business, which is called United Surgical Partners International, or USPI for short. So I think interesting to note that USPI, the outpatient segment, revenue increased 19% year over year to $3.9 billion last year, while Tenet's hospital segment, which now actually includes its Conifer revenue cycle management subsidiary, saw revenue grow by 4.8% to $16.7 billion. So a real significant amount of Tenet's revenue and operating income is now being driven by its outpatient care segment, USPI. So I think that the growth trajectory of each segment really highlights recent changes in Tenet's investment strategy and also that continuing trend of care shifting away from hospitals towards outpatient and other more convenient care settings, such as virtual care as well. So overall, Tenet's portfolio looks like this. It's got about 480 ambulatory surgery centers now overall. And on the hospital side, it just sold 9 hospitals in South Carolina and California last month. It now has 52 hospitals. So a really big discrepancy in terms of where Tenet sees the healthcare industry going. 52 hospitals and a little over 460 ASCs. So really interesting to keep an eye on its portfolio as it continues to invest in healthcare, the outpatient segment, and offload some of those hospitals as well. So two big stories I wanted to touch on today, and great to be back on the podcast with you, Chanel.
Perfect. Well, thank you as always for sharing these insights with us and for joining me once again on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Alan.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.